At 11:58 p.m. on June 3rd, my life was changed forever. My son was born. As a man, I can't imagine not being part of his life, no matter the cost. Witnessing my son grow in his mother's belly from a peanut in a tiny black and white ultrasound to an actual baby with fingers and feet curled up and kicking away, I cannot understand how any man wouldn't want to be part of the upbringing of their own seed. I did everything I could to prepare for his arrival. I didn't miss one doctor's appointment. I guess for me, growing up without a father makes it that much more important that I be a great one. When I was first born, my grandma gave my mom a piece of advice. She told my mom to let me believe my father was dead. That way, his absence would have a sad but understandable explanation, and I wouldn't be another kid growing up wondering why my dad wasn't there. My mom decided against lying to me. I first met my father when I was in the first grade. I remember the white, latex glove-smelling hospital and the two nurses who had to physically restrain me to get my blood drawn for an official DNA test. And I remember leaving him at the airport on his last day, where his final words to my mom were about how I lacked discipline and he should be the one to enforce it. Then he walked off into the distant land from which he came and I knew nothing about. Since then, I can count on one hand the times I have seen my father. For some, it might be hard to grasp where my desire to be a great father comes from, but I think it's simple. Parents want better for their children. If a parent wasn't able to attend or graduate from college, they work hard so their children will one day have that chance. I want to be the father my mother tried to be, in the stands of all my basketball and football games. In some weird way, this is like my chance to prove that regardless of my situation growing up, it won't predestine my next generation. I didn't learn from example, but hopefully my son can. With The Perspective, I'm Orlando Campbell.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.